Welcome to NGA Notable Lectures, a podcast offering a deeper understanding of all things artistic. Mary Morton, curator of French paintings, National Gallery of Art, discusses the provenance of the Jeanne d'Arc series, commissioned by William Clark and given to the Corcoran Gallery of Art in 1926. The popular panels hung at the Corcoran until it closed in 2014, when they moved to the National Gallery of Art, where they now hang in a West Building gallery alongside sculptures by Boutet de Monville's contemporary Edgar Degas. This lecture was given on December 12, 2018, as part of an expert panel on French medievalism at the turn of the 20th century, by examining the particular cases of Boutet de Monville's Jeanne d'Arc book and paintings devoted to Joan of Arc, and the greater phenomenon of medievalism during the Belle Époque.
I was just going to mention or remind you,
can you all hear me? Please come on.
About why these panels are here at the gallery and sort of how they got here. And William Clark, who we talked about, who was this senator from Montana, the Copper King. And he was senator here in Washington from 1901 to 1907. And I believe it was his second wife who was Canadian, French-Canadian. And I took actually a lot of my, I wanted to call out this wonderful show that Nora and Laura Coyle did at the Corcoran in 2006 on these Boutet de Monville panels, because they're so astonishing. They're popular favorites, and they did a wonderful exhibition then and published a nice book. But William Clark's wife was called Anna Eugenia LaChapelle, and my understanding is that, of course, Senator Clark had a residence in Montana in New York City, which you've seen, and then they had a home also in Paris. And I think he set up his wife and really the girls, Amédée and André and famous Huguette Clark, were raised in Paris in a sort of Francophone home. So William Clark dies in 1925, and it's interesting to note, as was mentioned, that Jeanne d'Arc was canonized in 1920. But the panels, he bequests, of course, his wonderful collection of European painting, which is really largely French. The American taste for late 19th century, early 20th century, but mostly late 19th century French paintings. So academic art, Barbizon school art, and that all goes to the art museum in Washington, D.C., which is the Corcoran Museum. And then all you know, the sort of tragic history of the Corcoran, which is that by 2013, the Corcoran really had just sort of folded its cards, and a negotiation was made with the National Gallery of Art whereby we absorbed the collection, the parts of the collection that we could work with, that we would make exhibitions out of, and that we would show. So incredible 19th century American things, wonderful works on paper, photographs, and then in my department, in the French paintings department, about 80 wonderful pictures that really, in a sense, filled in, taste-wise, the collection that we have, because our French paintings collection comes from a later moment in American taste for French paintings. So Barbizon school things, Theodore Rousseau, Diaz de la Peña, and then these fantastic Boutet de Monville panels, which I had always loved at the Corcoran. And they came here, and I started, sure enough, when this was announced in the press, and as this sort of rolled out, I started to receive emails from people, because people love those panels. They're popular favorites here in DC and across the country. And so we've exhibited them, we've put them on view, not in the happiest of homes for those panels. It's hard to figure out because they're so large, you know, to find a space, but I think that they work for now. It's the Degas sculpture galleries. And so at least there's space to consecutively, have them in sequence. Wonderful Michel Bird, who I don't see here now, but who really kind of put this panel together here at the gallery in terms of orchestration, wrote a very nice text for it, and we're gonna keep them there for the time being, and we'll see what happens. I dream of reinstallations in the West Building, and we might find something happier. But so you all know them, you've been to see them, but just maybe at the end of this, there will be time to go back and look at them again. They live there, they're always there, so please avail yourself of them. That's it.
This has been a National Gallery of Art podcast.